Right. So, this question is an extension from the previous question. That in life we feel states of helplessness. Sometimes when there is no immediate state, the mind projects, anticipates. And especially because it sees certain people, if this happens, what will happen? So I believe, there are two ways of leading life. One is to live with faith. And the second is to try to regulate by creating conditions. So I have my own term for that. And living, trying to regulate the conditions that I'll maybe, have a house, maybe my son will be next door, maybe I'll have a 24/7 servant. All these are what I call as, using the Indian metaphor of a story, Hiranyakashipu syndrome. Okay, I won't die this way, I won't die that way, I won't die. Well, we must understand that how much ever our mind may analyze, we don't know the next moment what is going. Let's be very real about it. We don't need to wait till old age to feel helpless. I know people and I have been in situations where there is suddenly, I know, for example, one of the ashram inmates who had traveled to Russia, four of us had gone. And suddenly while myself and my wife were let through, this girl and this boy, they were held back by the immigration authorities. Now they don't even know proper English. They have no source of income, everything. So now we don't know. And you know how you can get flustered when, they are helpless. So you have no way, but you are remembering the divine. So finally things worked out. Nothing happened. Mother's grace. So I asked them that, did you feel afraid? I said, no. I said, we were pretty anxious. Huh? You didn't feel afraid? Well, no. So I asked this girl, she doesn't even know proper, how to English and all that. So I asked, what was your state? He said, nothing. I said, then? He said, nothing. If I left it to mother, whatever she decides. So I said, what if they would have sent you back? I said, then I would have gone back. Not a trace of, I said, this is wonderful. Faltu ka bekar mein matha bachi kar rahe the. We were unnecessarily, cracking our brains. So there is something known as faith and surrender. So that's the Prahlad syndrome. So since anyways we cannot, nobody with all the equipments and that's why the Parikshit, what does Parikshit do? Faced with the enigma of death. So one way is we try to control. So we try to go to doctor, we try to do all the checks, balances every few months. And I have seen such instances, the doctor saying, your heart is as good as a 25-year-old. First of all, you should never say this to a 75-year-old man, because the psychological heart is never old. So, but you tell a person who is 75 physically that your heart is 25, he will think it's about my physical being and he may start doing foolish things. Okay, so anyways, so now he said that, your heart is as good as 25-year-old after all the checks. Within 1 week, he died. Not the doctor, the patient. But I have also seen doctors passing such judgments and suddenly dying. Point is, nobody can know. The mind cannot know and the mind cannot control, because this world is full of immense forces. So either one wakes up, understand the play of forces through a growth of spiritual consciousness. Yoga gives us that. Yoga gives us a certain mastery over all these things in life. That's one part. But let's say yoga is not within everybody's reach and everybody is not. Then the other option is faith and surrender, which is such a way that there is something known as the divine, whatever way we conceive of him or her or it or whatever, that, and that is everywhere. So the safety that I feel always, my father was once caught in a train, strange accident where his bogey, second class AC, caught fire. And so everybody had to go down and he refused to budge. He said, no, I have got this blessing packet my son has given. I am not going to move. It is silly and stupid. If I was there, I would have said, don't do this. So my mother said, I have no choice but to sit with him. Old time. Huh? Now they say, okay, you are being foolish. I am going. So he kept sitting despite everybody. People got down. Somehow things happened. Ultimately the fire stopped and he kept sitting. He had that kind of faith and surrender. that, well, nothing will happen, or whatever happens is acceptable to me. So that's where faith and surrender are so precious. We should develop it. It's a civilizational disease that vitamin F and vitamin S are missing. You know, faith has been destroyed because, all kinds of left brain syndrome. So not going into what faith is and depth, but faith is something inbuilt within human beings. Every day we wake up, like just now we were having conversation that, I say yes to all kinds of appointments. So he said, if you tell me, I'll mark it. What is it? Like, I have faith that I'll be there, and he has the faith that yes, we all will be there. So so that's called faith is inbuilt within life. That's how we decided that today we are going to meet. And Nimesh Bhai called me on the way 10 minutes, not to ensure that, I don't know whether he's alive or dead, but I have reached. There is implicit faith in everything we do. So faith is something which we must develop. It's not developed, unfortunately. It is killed, in fact. So faith in ourselves, faith in destiny. Why would destiny be harsh and cruel to me? I mean, this is whatever karma or no karma. Even if worst karma, if when somebody is suffering, help comes after all from some source or the other. And if you have to quit the body, well, you quit the body. Then somebody else will come to take us. It's a package that someone else will come. May not be in Mercedes, maybe in a ordinary car, but he'll take us around the world, other worlds. Ultimately, take us to the feet of the Lord. So there is nothing ever to fear or worry. So when we are most helpless, then we are most in contact with the divine. So the Gita gives us a very simple solution of this. It says, Arjun, go through the battle of life. If you remember me when you fall, you'll come straight to me. But it says this along with this, therefore, always remember me. Because you don't know when you are going to fall. If you are remembering me always, well, I am with you, and whenever your moment arrives or old age arrives, I'll take care. I have so many stories about it in real life, not Puranic stories, real life. How faith works miracles, how you are taken out of impossible situations, how in old age when there is nobody around, you are taken care. Whereas I know people who have four sons and nobody is there when the person is in old age. So there is no security except faith. And there is no security except the divine. And if we don't have faith in the divine, then well, still the divine will help us. Except that we'll go through the process worryingly. Still he'll help. Because that's his job description, no? He can't say, oh, faith nahi tha mere upar. Isko nahi dekhna hai. Fortunately, he doesn't. I mean, he can't do like that. He didn't believe in me. I won't look after him. He doesn't do that. Even if you don't believe, he believes in you because he is you. But if we have the faith, we'll be so much the better and our mind will be at rest.